Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 143, and episode 4 of our Weird Wars Rome campaign. In this episode, a body is watched, chickens are employed, Titus fights buck naked, and the Perfectus goes berserk. And I also get yelled at for using a term for a specific kind of hill, and end up needing to shout out to some listeners for some help. So guys, a little help. We also chat real quick at the end of the episode about the Narrative Control podcast and their Torchbearer episode. I'll put the link in the show notes. As always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, or even iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. Okay, we are recording now. Take two.
Good thing y'all weren't listening to what we were just talking about.
Parenting tips 101.
Yeah, very scientific.
102.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no. The more advanced class.
If that's what you want to call them.
Okay, so everybody's here this week except for Doug.
So I think he's taking his character shirking thing a little too much. He's like, I'm not going to show up for the game. Can I have a Benny?
You know what? If he had said that, I would have given him one at the beginning.
Are we playing his character? Did he provide it?
He did not leave his character. I guess it was, you know, okay. An emergency thing. So you just won't be able to find him when you do whatever you want to do. So when last we met, we were having the mass battles at Fort Sy.
Oh, that's right.
That was exciting.
And you managed to drive off the invading force, the invading hordes. Oh, I was filling Joe in on what happened before. Joe, I forgot, at the end of the battle, I believe it was Marcus's idea to cut the heads off of them and put them on pikes.
That was my idea.
Oh,
that was yeah.
He wanted to burn them. He wanted to put them in a pile and burn them.
And I
thought it'd be better to
make a
truly Roman display of
power.
Yeah.
So not only did they put the heads on pikes, they also arranged the bodies in such a way to make
I think that was Marcus.
Charging across the field as difficult as possible. So for them charging and for anyone moving across that, it's difficult terrain.
Awesome. It's disgusting. This is
That was really nasty, but in an interesting gaming kind of way.
It was very Roman.
I don't know.
Total War, baby.
I haven't been able to watch any more episodes of Rome, so I can't tell you.
It's Total War.
Total War.
Total War.
Total War.
Release Total Hell. War. Isn't that what he is?
Unleash
it?
Hell.
Unleash Hell. That's right.
Okay, so that's where we were. You've driven off the hordes for now. You've also been told by the Decanus, who is now the highest ranking.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that real quick.
I'm Joe.
Who are you playing, Joe?
I'm playing Titus Octavius Scipio, legionary.
Hi, I'm Jeff. Tonight I will be performing the role of Praefectus Gaius Cassius Drusus.
Is that the same one, or is that your new guy?
It's the same guy. They were the same. It was the same guy. It's just one was a different a version of the other.
Oh,
they're versions of each other. Just one had the young hindrance,
okay.
Which is illegal.
Thanks, Bill.
So don't bother doing that, kids.
That's right. I am Todd, and I am playing Marcus Africanus Scipio.
Ooh,
I just had to do that differently.
I saw what you did there.
Scipio or Scipio?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Jason playing Servus Attilus Gratius, which is a medicus.
What?
Bless you.
Play this. He's a medicus. Mm-hmm. He's a doctor. Okay.
Yep.
And he's Greek.
Yep.
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 I'm Bill. I'm playing Lucius, legionnaire, sneaky guy.
Oh, I was thinking, just occurred to me, I wish Doug was here tonight, because his character's name translates into Deadeye. He's the archer.
Right.
I think he should change his name to Lazy Eye.
Boo. Really?
Because his character's lazy.
Yeah, come on, that's,
I don't
know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. You need to be furrier and have a top hat.
What would that be? Democratus Oculus?
Wow.
Ooh. Sorry, I had to do that.
Which side of the political spectrum is he on?
Apparently the ad hominem one.
I would have accepted Senatorius.
Hey.
At any rate.
Boo.
Boo.
What's funnier than Lazy Eye, though?
Boo. Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm Roy. I'm going to be the GM for the evening. Okay, so back to the Decanus at the Fort Sai. He's the highest ranking official left. The tribune that you met when you came in died during the battle.
Wouldn't that make the Praefectus?
The Praefectus is now the highest ranking official there. You've driven out driven off the invaders. The Decanus tells you that we've done this many, many times, and they always come back in the same amount.
Okay, well, we need to go cut off the head.
Okay.
Oh, I think that was assumed from our order from last time. From your order from last time.
Well, they told us to... Ha, ha, ha! No, we need... The figurative head of this army.
Oh,
Their leader. We need to go and see who keeps sending them, who's in charge, and take that one out. Take that person out. You cut off the head, the snake dies, right? Literally. Oh, I didn't know. You weren't being funny. You thought I was actually referring to cutting off their heads?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, like, figuratively.
But along that line, does the Decanus, what happened to all the bodies of the slain from the previous attacks?
They disappear.
Okay, not for the previous attacks, and they were not decapitated.
They were not decapitated. What he'll tell you, Decanus called us. Okay, so Decanus called us, tells you that we never cut their heads off. We would pile them up, at least the first time we piled them up as a show, like to say, look what we did to you before, to demoralize them, and it didn't work.
Did anybody see the same soldier come back? The same barbarian come back?
They're all painted blue. They pretty much all look alike. They're damned picks.
Well, okay. Now I with my being informed that they come back and turn into wolves. I get a bunch of guys to go and start chopping heads off.
Well, I assume that y'all are already...
I thought we already did that.
I assume that you already chopped all the heads off.
Okay. Save one, though. I mean, do we know this before we finish, piking the heads?
We'll do it this way. I assume that the Praefectus is not participating in it because, you're above that. You're now in charge of the fort.
I don't even help make camp.
You're hearing this while the head chopping is going on. And the spike setting.
Save a couple of the bodies. We'll put them in a cage. See what happens.
And shackles.
Yes. And just leave them. See what happens. See if they stand up on their own. Fair enough. Is that what you want to do?
As you command.
Lucius? Is that what you were suggesting we do? Or we're going to suggest? Of course. You know why? Because you're brilliant. You, sir, are brilliant. It was a good plan you came up with.
It's your plan. You're the Praefectus.
I like to give credit where credit's due, and you, sir, are a genius. Okay.
Is this mutual stroke fest going to keep going on?
Probably.
That's what it sounds like.
Sorry, what? I was totally not listening.
Joe's still in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we'll do, but we'll pull aside a couple of them.
Bring them into the fort?
Yeah, we'll bring them in, but chain them up, lock, put them in a cage.
Okay.
Using metal chains so they can't chew through it, or whatever. Put them in a cell, whatever.
Sure.
and post a guard to watch them.
Strangely enough, we're going to treat them as if they're alive and dangerous.
Okay. How about this? The Deaconess shows you a cage that they that they've got in the courtyard. Chain can easily be arranged.
Okay.
It's a four-sided, or it's a complete cage. Roof, sides, everything.
Good. Well, that way, if it comes up, we can just... How big is it?
Oh.
Is it a perfect cube?
Is it 5 feet
Pretty
by
much,
5 feet?
5 by 5 by 5.
Okay.
So that a person could not easily stand up if he was a normal-sized person.
Well, what we want is, if it comes back, we want to be able to spear it through the cage.
Sure.
Yeah, without having to open it up or something.
Easily done.
Okay.
Are you going to position guards around it?
Just one. Just somebody to post somebody. Don't go near it. Just if you know, if you see anything that's weird, like they stand up or you open their eyes, you raise the alarm.
You always put some livestock around them. Chickens or something like that, because the chickens will sense the dead.
That's a good idea.
And you don't have to waste a guard.
You'll hear them squawking.
I still say put a guard on there, but...
But the guard can stand farther away.
Okay, guard with some chickens. Good. Do we need...
Sure.
Okay. Do we have chickens? What? Chickens?
You got an ox and a
donkey.
Donkey for certain.
Well, I don't want... No, we got to keep the donkey and ox. It's Jason Steed.
You can't give it up your ass.
Yeah.
And that was funnier than lazy eye.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Lazy eye. If we keep saying it, it might be humorous.
Okay.
Okay.
It's never humorous. Come on, man.
It's humorous.
Okay, so you've got the chickens around. You've got the guy in the cage. He pretty much blue painted and laying there.
Okay, good. All right, now the next thing is to let's. Who's our best tracker with that? That's not Doug, is it?
No, that would be me.
Why don't we track them back as far as we can?
And the Deaconess comes up
and see where they're coming from. See where these hordes are coming from.
The Deaconess comes up, tells you we've got a pretty good idea of where they're coming from, and he unfolds his map out in front of you on the table in your headquarters, Perfectus.
Of course. Where else would we be?
Unfolds the map. It looks remarkably like the one.
Use my dagger to hold it down. Stick it in the table.
No. They've got officially certified Roman lead weights for maps.
And push pins.
Duct tape.
Not yet.
That's how we do with our mats here.
They only have ductus tape.
Mm-hmm.
Now who's trying?
The map looks remarkably similar to the map that you have seen when you got your orders from General.
Okay.
From General Hadrianus. It doesn't show the tower you were told about that's beyond the wall.
This map does not show the tower?
The map that the Deaconess shows you does not show the map. Does not show the tower beyond the fort.
How was this map drawn? I mean, did somebody go and see this, or did you?
It's parts of it are the parts that are the same to the map that you have. It looks like someone copied it. It looks like someone had gotten the original surveyor's map.
Okay.
And made a copy.
Okay. So our map, the one that we originally saw, had a tower on it, but
yes,
this one does not.
Correct.
And we were supposed to go to that tower?
Yes.
So I guess my question is that does this map just didn't get to that part, or they surveyed it?
No, it covers that area. It's just missing.
It's just okay.
And
you were told to go and retrieve the seal. Remember?
Yeah.
By any chance, when he shows us where the camp is it the same spot where the tower should be?
It's very close. But he also says, it doesn't seem like there was ever a camp there, or it doesn't seem like there's even a camp there now. This just seems to be the area that they're coming from. Now, whether they're just coming through this area from another point, I'm not really sure.
All right.
He says they, in the first few attacks, when they had a lot more people, they would send scouts beyond the wall to try and figure out where they were so that they could maybe try and mount an attack.
But they never found the tower?
They never saw a tower, and they never found the specific camp either.
Was there a set time between each attack?
It varies, but it's never more than 3 days.
I'll bet. I wonder if the tower is somehow hidden.
Well, if they would know where to look for it.
Let's at least go to where we think the tower should be.
Okay.
And yeah. Start from there.
We're going to go scout that out. I will tell the Decanus.
Decanus. Decanus called us. Called
us. You're in charge. I will take my team.
It's taken the better part of the day to do all this stuff. Are you going to go out at night?
I want to wait one night.
Okay.
And see what happens with the
cage.
The guy we brought in.
The cage bird.
But the next morning, we'll go.
Okay.
In fact, Doug will watch for the dead guy to come rise up. It's a perfect job for him. What time, Doug? Don't get within range.
Because he has a bow.
He has a bow.
That's right.
And he can get back 20 feet or whatever and just watch.
And he's very good at staying on watch.
That's right. And once he kills him, make sure he buries him.
He's good at that, I hear.
He's very good at that.
So what percentage should I give Doug of staying awake?
10.
Yeah. I was going to say 10 or 20%.
Well, we are in a camp, and the punishment is death.
25%.
I was going to go 50.
15.
I was going to go 50, actually.
Well, the question is, how well does he hide his sleeping? I don't think it's... Because I don't think he would try to stay awake.
Yeah, he's not going to try to make it obvious. He's just not going to lay something down and go to sleep there.
No,
but he'll kind of tuck off.
And if the GM decides that something bad happens because Doug shirks his duty, totally cool with that.
Yeah, so am I.
Of course you're the GM.
Yeah. All right, do it.
Okay, totally cool with that as far as...
That night, are you guys going to participate on the watches, or are you going to go to sleep?
No, we're going to sleep.
Based upon your brilliant performance during the battles.
I think... Well, let's see.
And the fact that you're leaving the next morning.
I will stay up.
No, you won't. You're going to sleep.
No, I'm going to stay up.
You got wounds.
Oh, that's right. I do have a wound.
You got wounds? He's got wounds. Y'all both going 90-night. Doctor's orders.
No, my code of honor demands that I stay up because I am now in charge.
Then you'll still suffer the wound.
Holding out my hand for a Benny? I will still suffer the wound. I understand that. I also have the other hindrance that I have a death wish to die in battle, so I'm not really trying to heal.
For the whole night, I will stay with him.
Okay. No, you go to bed.
I'm loyal.
I'm ordering
I'm loyal.
You. I'm loyal, too. You go to bed.
No, I'm more loyal than you are. No, Dimitri, I'm more loyal than you.
Okay, so...
Well, I have to say I'm really... curious about whether this guy's going to come back to life.
So you stay awake too?
So yes, I am.
Oh, so you actually sneak out to see if the thing gets up? Awesome. That's cool. So none of us are sleeping.
I'm curious.
I'm sleeping because I'm overconfident.
I'm curious because I'm going to go out there, but I'm going to take out my bedroll and I'm going to...
You going to armor up?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So we all make vigor rolls in the morning to see if we gain a level of fatigue.
Oh, I'm not going to be armored.
Okay. Well,
that'd be ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
In my
you only armor up when you absolutely have to.
Right. Okay.
I'll take that back. You know what? I won't armor up. Okay. I'll sleep normal.
Okay. I'm going to stay in my armor ready to fight in case something, because I...
As a
good leader should.
Okay.
So the doctor is following me around because he's loyal.
Right.
And I'm staying up.
ordering.
Going over maps, making sure the guards are doing their stuff and having, you know, doing a log as they come in. I mean, having them reported.
The doctor's going, couldn't this wait till the morning? You look tired.
That's too heavy. That'll bust your stitch.
Have some milk of the puppy.
Yeah. Well, then you walk up and put a white cloth over my nose. That'd be knock me out.
Doctor's orders.
That'd be awesome, Jason. You actually attack me to make me go to sleep.
Does this smell like chloroform to you?
One dose of chloroform. Yeah. Doctor's orders.
Here, smell. What's it smell like?
What's it smell like? They don't smell.
During the night, about 1-2 o'clock in the morning, the moon is at its apex.
Zenith? Oh! Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Oh, I want my own Coke.
Yeah, I guess that would be the more proper term, zenith.
Okay.
The moon is at its zenith. The body begins to start shaking.
Ooh.
Kind of.
Good call, Bill. Good call.
It's tough to describe. It just starts almost like it's vibrating and it raises up off the ground just a little bit. The guards on the wall start yelling.
I hear the guards, but I don't realize about the cage, right? I run out to see what the guards are yelling about.
Sure.
So I'm on the wall. I go out.
Prefectus is up on the wall.
I'm right behind him. You shouldn't be running.
Is this loud at this point?
Yeah, it's as if it's a warning.
Yes, okay. I'm holding my guts in.
So everybody who is around the cage sees that the person that you left in there is shaking, not as if it almost as if someone else is shaking him.
No,
not a body that's.
I'm still asleep.
Okay, you're asleep.
Because I can't hear any of this.
You didn't
I'm
take.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're hard of hearing.
I'm hard of hearing.
Yeah.
You didn't take greater healing, did you?
Not a veteran.
Oh.
Okay. I will if I ever make it that far.
All right. Okay. I just curious.
And so the Prefectus and the doctor run up to the top of the wall. Excuse me. From the top of the wall, one of the guards say, "Prefectus, look over there." You see in some of the closer bodies that are closer to the wall itself, and from some of the heads that you can still see, there's a fog rolling in from the other side of the battlefield. Make a notice roll, Prefectus. Make a notice roll, Attilus.
A 5.
10.
Attilus notices. The Prefectus notices what direction the fog is rolling in from. Attilus, you notice that's kind of in the direction where the tower was supposed to be on the map.
I'll make sure he knows.
Okay.
What sorcery is this?
From the bodies, from some of the skulls and from some of the heads and from some of the bodies, you see vaguely greenish-tinged fog or vapors rolling from those. Joining together in a cloud.
Do you have any skills that can help you make a determination about what's going on here?
He's asking Attilus.
I got faith.
Sure.
Faith?
Give me a faith roll. It's not going to be easy, but give me a faith roll.
15.
Is that good?
Mother of St. Peter. You've never seen this before, but in Greece, in some of your classes, you've heard tales of the some people seeing the souls leave the bodies of some of the dead.
But this is rolling in.
Well, no, what I'm saying is the stuff that he's seeing, some of the heavier mists is actually coming from the heads and the bodies.
Oh.
There is a mist rolling in from where the tower is supposed to, from the direction the tower is supposed to be. You're seeing a heavier greenish tinged mist coming from the bodies and the heads.
Okay.
Mist is drawing it out.
Okay.
Drawing their souls out.
And right about this time, some of that mist begins to coalesce right there by the wall.
Bill, cut the dart. Deck cards. I yell, alarm!
Okay, let's see here.
Are you asleep?
I don't know. GM, you have to tell me. Am I asleep?
Give me a notice roll.
To hear the alarm?
That'd be for one for Todd, too, right?
Yep. Notice roll.
Notice roll from Todd.
Or if he refused to roll, wouldn't
it? I immediately tell, raise the alarm when that happens. So.
Aren't you hard of hearing?
He's at a minus two. Hard of hearing doesn't mean you're deaf. It just means you're at a minus two.
It can be.
Well, if it's major.
Major.
If it's major.
Yeah.
It's not major, though, for you, is it?
No.
Anything that makes you un-army worthy is pretty
three.
Much banned.
Okay, yeah, you're still asleep. All right.
Here we go. No, get up!
That is just like Gen Con.
I'm giving you a Benny to re-roll. I want you to wake up. Get up!
Or you can just keep the Benny.
Do you come and kick me?
No, he's giving you
he's giving the alarm.
I'm raising the alarm. I'm yelling people to get up. And so
and because of his feet,
I mean, can give you a Benny.
I'll take it. Where's the can?
Oh. Upstairs to the right.
Using the wrong terms over here. Edge. The edge. Yes.
Edge and hindrance.
No! Oh, three!
God. Okay. Joe. Titus, eight of hearts. Prefectus, ace of diamonds.
Of course.
Marcus, ace of spades.
Ace of
Achilles,
spades.
Queen. Lucius, ten of hearts. And it goes on a three.
Jeff. Ace of spades.
Marcus, sorry.
Spades first.
I'll delay.
Well, he's still asleep, though. Well,
you got to make your roll.
I'll try to wake up. Just another notice.
Just another notice.
Nope. One.
Prefectus.
I turn to
Attilus,
and I say, get Marcus and Titus. I need their swords. And then are there two like just guards like mooks?
Sure.
Standing there with me?
Sure, absolutely.
I yell at them, attend me. I draw my sword and I head to the nearest stairs to go out and face the thing.
Okay.
Dun dun dun. I will hold it until we get the swords out here. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Attilus, your Prefectus is going outside the wall to attack a cloud.
The evil cloud.
So I'm up next?
Yes.
I'll do as I ordered. I'll get the other two up. So I'll go over and smack Marcus.
Absolutely. You go down there, wake up Marcus. Okay. Let's see. Lucius.
I will observe what's going on in the cage.
You start to see this heavy green vapor come pouring outside of his body as it's shaking, and it almost looks like it's fading away. It's becoming desiccated.
The body?
The body is. As this green stuff comes.
Does the green stuff have any form? I'll reach out and...
You want to interact with it?
Yeah.
Okay. You go over and touch it?
I'm curious.
Benny!
Buddy.
No, he gave you a Benny for staying up all night.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not going to play it.
Give me a spirit roll when you go through and you touch the green stuff.
I have a five at the moment.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Yes. You feel this intense rage for one of the guards that is standing nearby, but you seem to master yourself. I mean, it just comes out and you touch it and like,
gotta kill that son of a...
And you turn to him and all of a sudden it just washes through you. Titus.
I groggily put my armor on.
Okay.
That will take, doesn't that take minutes to do that?
Well, that's my action.
Well, I mean, it'll be your action for the rest of the fight.
Where's the
boat? I mean, putting on armor, doesn't it take several minutes?
I think it depends on the armor.
I mean, if you want to do, I mean, I just...
Yeah.
Donning armor is simple in this period. Donning any suit of armor typically takes 1d6 minutes to properly fit.
It's just a torso piece.
Still, that's what it says, minutes. 3 minutes. We'll continue to deal you in if you decide to just discontinue trying to...
Okay, no, I'll run out of my underpants.
Grab a shield.
You can grab a shield.
Grab a shield, grab a helmet.
Shield and helmet you can plop on.
Yes, spear and magic helmet, you're good to go. Elmer Fudd said so.
You can keep donning until people start screaming. I'm fine with that.
I will keep donning.
Okay.
Overconfident. My friends can handle it.
I'm confident in their abilities.
If you're overconfident, you can say, screw it, I don't need the armor, give me that.
Join the dark side.
They have bennies.
The game's going to end in 2 weeks.
You do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You go running out there in your
underwear.
Can I
at least have my shield?
Well, now you're starting to be a
A shield's going to get, what, +2? Come on.
Only against ranged attacks. It's probably not going to do anything to the raging miasma.
He sleeps.
Raging miasma.
Throw a little color at him. He sleeps in the nude, so he runs out with just the shield, and he's buck naked.
I would keep my unmentionables covered with my shield.
I'll try to keep it tucked back.
It's a big shield.
See?
It's a buckler.
It was fun playing this game.
It's a tower shield.
All right.
Wow, nobody believes that one.
Titus. Everybody form up in a phallus. I mean phalanx.
Nine of hearts.
No.
Prefectus.
Boo.
Jack of hearts.
Whatever your face is.
Marcus. Eight of diamonds.
So the creature didn't go?
Oh, he's finished dealing out and then threw him. The creature comes. Prefectus is down there with his two mooks. Give me a spirit roll, Prefectus.
Now, did he make it out of the gate in one turn?
He's down there in the door as the thing.
Oh, as it's coming through the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, it's invading the keep. That's not good.
Stand steady, man. Or I'll kill you. I need to re-roll that, so I'll spend a Benny. A 4. Oh, wait. 3. Wounded. This is it. I have high hopes. 3.
So isn't he the guy that passes out Bennies?
Not tonight.
Yeah. Not tonight.
Berserk.
Berserker.
Immediately after suffering a wound, but this says it happens immediately. Okay. While berserk, your parry is reduced by 2.
Awesome.
You add 2 to your fighting, strength, melee damage, and toughness.
+2 to strength?
Yes.
I think these are...
Fighting, strength, damage, and toughness. You ignore all wound modifiers while berserk.
And you kill all your friends in the room.
But you cannot use any skills, edges, or maneuvers that require concentration, including shooting and taunt.
Okay, so no skills. And no edges.
That require concentration. Fighting doesn't require concentration. You just do it. Shooting does.
Okay.
No shooting, no taunting.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, it's page 32 in the Big Deluxe book.
Okay. All right. Now, but am I compelled to fight my friends?
You will fight one of the 2 centurions that went with you, the 2 legionnaires.
Okay. So it's my...
Because, just to make it fun and interesting, you're going to fight the one that also failed.
Oh, awesome. You didn't get down here fast enough. Die, Centurion.
And
slug.
And it is your turn.
Nice. All right, here we go. Fighting roll. Take this.
Take
not
this.
On that.
That is a 6.
Why 6?
Because I'm wounded.
You ignore it.
Ignore that.
Ignore that.
Ignore
wound.
Ignore wound penalties.
Oh, my current wound penalties? I ignore them?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's a 7.
You hit.
And so I get +2 to strength. And my sword's a D6. Oh, no, my strength's a D8, sorry.
What's your strength normally?
D8.
Okay.
So +2 to that.
Yeah, it's a +2 to that.
Do I get the drop on him?
No.
Do you have a minus to, because of your wound?
No.
No, ignore wound penalties.
Yep. That's a wound penalty?
Yeah.
I like it.
11 damage. No. 13 damage. Sorry.
Okay, his toughness is a 7.
He drops. I kill him.
Yeah.
All right, incapacitate him.
Incapacitate him, yeah.
Incapacitate him. The medicus might be able to save him.
Shing! You! Attack! Or I'll kill you too.
since there's gotta be some centurions running around, I'm gonna deal them into.
Okay, so.
They're gonna go on a 5.
Okay.
That will be any legionaries, not centurions, any legionaries that I see.
Okay.
Need to be run. Okay. Naked Titus.
Awesome.
I'm following.
Well, the Perfectus is standing right in the door frame yelling.
Yeah, you come out and you
see. But didn't you come and get me?
Well, I came to get Marcus.
Came to get Marcus. And then you were also going to get him, so.
But you only do so much in one turn.
Right. Marcus takes.
Oh, wait, did you add +2 to that guy's toughness?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Good.
So there's like a big gate and the mist is...
I don't know how big it is. It's not huge. It's not like 3 or 4.
Well, but big enough for a horse or two to go through.
One horse and cart can easily walk, okay. go through. Right. It. It's not a huge gate.
And does he see me? Does he see me slay the legionnaire?
Titus, give me a notice roll. Quit chatting with your girlfriend and give me a notice roll.
She's talking to you.
Roy thinks jealous. It's hilarious.
Five. Of course. Yes, you see your Perfectus fighting one of the legionnaires.
Oh, no, not fighting him. Slaughtering him.
Let's kill one of the legionnaires in the gate, and the other legionnaire is freaked straight the hell out.
Try to break them up.
Okay. You just want to... Well, one of them's dropped. The legionnaire is dropped.
Oh, the fight's over, dude.
Yeah, there's he's got crazy eyes right now.
I don't know. Try to talk him down.
Okay.
What do I roll?
What do you say?
Dude, chill.
How close do you get to him?
Chillus Maximus, Dudicus.
Find your happiest place.
You see this green, you know, right. Fog rolling
stuff.
In.
Okay.
And the Perfectus is in the middle of it as he drops one
play,
of his own
soldiers. I'm gonna play the overconfident card, and I'm just gonna run up and grab him by the shoulders.
Great.
And
get
I'm
into the
say,
mist and give me
I'm
a...
I'm gonna say, dude, chill.
Give me a spare roll.
Oh, so you're gonna... He's gonna grapple with me?
No, yes, just, he is.
No.
You will be.
Yeah, well, that's...
Fine.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if he's...
Six?
If he's just trying to grab
11.
Me...
11.
No, if it, he's just trying to shake some sense into you. He's not trying
it's
to
not
attack
a
you.
No, I'm not,
it's
not
I'm really not fighting you.
It's
the leader.
Know, hey, come on now.
Okay.
You know, it's not anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
11.
You also feel a little bit of rage towards your leader.
And not that fond of the legionnaire next to you either.
Yeah. And why is this guy backing off? But you know what? You seem to master yourself. You pull it together.
So I tell him to fight it.
Yes, you do.
Fight it, Perfectus.
Fight it, Commander.
It feels good.
Marcus.
Is somebody down there trying to wake me up?
You've been woken up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tellus got to you and woke up.
Grab my sword, shield, throw my helmet on, run out.
There
I'm already outside.
You're in the courtyard, you pick up your shield, sword, and helmet, and there you go.
And then, is there anybody coming in other than him whacking this?
No. You don't see anybody else.
Okay. All right, so
there you
I'll
go.
Wait there.
Let's see. 7 of diamonds, Tellus.
I will go get my ox. Set him up for a charge through the door.
You're going to do what with your ox now?
Set him up to where he's pointing to for a charge through the door.
Gate?
The gate.
Okay. Absolutely.
Legionnaires.
Let's see. the legionnaires, the legionnaire that's nearest you
runs.
He's not running. He's backing away slowly, though. He's got his sword on you, and he looks at you and, Praefectus, you're not in your right mind.
Coward, I will slay you!
Put your sword down.
You are a coward. I will slay you as well.
Okay, who's all in the courtyard now?
I'm in the courtyard.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're all in the courtyard now.
Everyone's in the courtyard. Everyone, give me a spirit roll.
Not vigor.
Do I make another roll?
Not vigor.
Do I make another roll, or am I done?
Yes, another roll.
Do I get any bonus for him trying to talk sense into me, or is it...
I'll give you a plus one. Plus one. Okay.
Oh.
Five.
I would probably...
Lucius is a no.
Seven. Seven for myself. One for the ox.
Okay,
Ox doesn't have to.
Sweet.
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
So.
10 from Marcus. 5.
That would be a 10.
Titus. Attilus, what'd you get?
7.
7. And.
Lucius.
Attilus has a 7, and you look at the ox, ox looks back at you, and you're like, what's going on over there?
Crit fail.
Lucius.
And
Lucius,
I had a good idea too.
Lucius.
Run!
Well, no longer.
I tell you what. Odd or even.
That is Sam.
No, I know. Odd or even. Give me. Odd, you attack one of the party. Even, you attack one of the legionnaires. Okay? We'll do it that way. Okay? You don't have to choose. That way, we'll just... If it's odd, you attack one
I'll
of the party.
I'll tell you what, attack
even
a party.
Attack a legionnaire.
Attack a party member, give him a Benny. Attack one of the other guys, no Benny.
Even, he attacks a legionnaire.
I thought it was free choice.
There is no free choice.
Not when it's a mental effect on you.
Okay.
Woo, woo!
Who do you want to attack? Which one of the legionnaires do you want to attack? Give me some narrative.
Attack this coward that's backing away from me. Take him out.
Which one is nearest and not facing me?
One that's not facing... Probably the one that's near the gate.
Well,
the one that is backing away from the Praefectus.
Quietly move up behind him and...
Dispatch him.
Draw my Fujio across his throat.
Oh,
not nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And as his limp form falls, I'll grab his sword. Since I was out in camp dress and not prepared for a fight,
I'm going to say that I was thinking about giving you like a stealth roll to sneak up behind him, but that's a concentration kind of thing. You basically run up right behind him. I'm not going to give you the drop because he's already a little freaked out and on edge.
About what's in front of him?
Yeah, but there's a lot going on. So if you could have
drop
sneaked
gives you
up...
A plus 4 to damage?
Attack and damage, I think it is.
Yeah.
Give him half of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jason. I'll give him half of it.
Okay.
Plus 2 to attack, plus 2 to damage. It's a good point. He's a little distracted.
6.
Six, yeah. Wait, no, what am I berserked as well?
Yes.
What other pluses were?
Plus 2 to come up behind it. Oh, it's plus 2 to your fighting roll. And it's plus 2 to that he just gave you, so you just got
him. I'm at 8.
You're at an 8 on his parry. Against his parry.
And plus 2 to damage.
6 or a 7.
Yeah, what's his parry? It's probably not
eight
a raise.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay,
and not a raise. Hit, no raise.
But you get plus 2 on damage.
Yeah.
Oh, plus 4 on damage.
Plus 4 on damage.
Because you're...
A little sneakier than the average bear.
And your rage. Well, no, he gets plus 2 because of the sneak attack, basically.
Yeah.
And plus 2 because he's raging.
Yeah.
And die penalties don't count?
wound penalties do not count. Right.
And my minus to strength does not count.
That does count.
Okay, because that's not a wound penalty. That's not what they mean by wound. When they say wound penalty, it's a minus is because of being wounded. It's not the die penalty that you got from being incapacitated.
Yeah, but you also got plus two.
Yeah, your die's still lowered.
Your die's still lowered. You just don't have any other minuses.
Okay. So what are my pluses?
Plus damage? Four total.
Plus four damage.
Right.
Okay. 7.
He's shaking.
5, 6, 7.
You add them together.
Oh. Yeah.
Eight.
Kills him.
Okay.
Sorry. That's my first damage roll this game.
Is it? Here we go. Titus.
King of Diamonds.
Joker me, baby.
Perfectus. 3 of Clubs.
Marcus.
Close enough.
Marcus. 5 of Spades. Attilus.
Joker.
9 of Diamonds. And Lucius. 4 of Diamonds. The Legionaries. King of Hearts. 6 of Clubs for the creature.
Which we haven't seen yet.
Oh,
it's the mist. Frog. It's the mist.
Oh, so it is a creature.
Yes.
We don't have any magic weapons, though, do we? Does anybody have a magic weapon?
Only our wits. I have an idea.
Okay.
Go, Legionaries.
They're going to...
panic?
No, they're going to wait. They're going to go on hold.
Form up.
Who's next?
They're going to go on hold.
I'm going to locate the nearest tent or tapestry or fabric.
Okay.
And start cutting it into shreds.
Okay.
Enough for my
friends. He wants to make masks.
Yes, I do.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to reward them with a bounty.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's going to work.
How I'm going to get him on these raging fools is another thing. But I want
to. He was affected
least...
by touching it with his hand, so.
Well, interacting with it.
But it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I was just going to.
Yeah, why not?
And get it around me and try to give it to my friend.
It shows interesting thinking. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I'm not saying it's going to work.
Okay, well, it's worth a shot.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it.
Maybe
may
a plus
may
to the spirit roll, or I don't know.
Maybe.
How far has the mist come in so far?
It's the tail end of it is outside. It's right there by the gate. It's starting to fill the entire courtyard.
Okay.
If we had the maps out, it would be a large template. It's a good size, though.
Okay.
Let's see. Attilus.
Can I look in for the fog to find a shape? Well, like where the main thing is? Like a center point?
You don't really see any kind of center point. You don't see any kind of, it just looks like, a fog. I don't want to make you roll. I mean, it's something you can really see in it. And there's no benefit. Okay.
Does it avoid flame? Like torches?
No.
Damn. That was my idea.
No.
I thought of that too. Moving around, but.
Give me another faith roll.
Sweet. 13.
Cheater! That's like the third time he's been on the team.
you do remember that such things are usually reticent to interact with magic.
You got the wrong guy here.
Just saying. You could tell somebody this.
Anybody got any magic?
Smite it, Lucius.
Done.
Okay.
Okay, kids.
It goes. Everybody give me a spirit roll. Oh, and by the way, once it reaches the interior of the courtyard, it does not move anymore.
4.
Okay, so Titus succeeds. Nice catch, Titus.
Does the rage affect this anymore? Does the rage, the berserk affect this roll in any way?
No. Just give me it. It's whatever you usually have. Just give it to me.
And am I still ignoring wound penalty?
Yes. For this roll, you are.
Okay.
Marcus is a 7.
7.
I have a 4. Do I need better?
Hey, no, 4 is good enough. Everybody succeeds. No one is under the berserk. So everyone who has wound penalties now has them again. Let's see, Marcus.
It has not coalesced into anything at this point, correct?
No.
Okay.
Every now and then you see a tendril go off and you know, stroke at a legionary.
Whoa.
I take my shield and I try to see if I can fan it away.
Okay. Yeah, you seem to like create a small space around you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So you spin the round, wafting it away.
Yeah, trying to make space around me. And where is Titus? Where are you? How far are you? How far is he away from me? 10, 15, 20 feet.
He's within a move to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I make space and I ask him when he gets done to we'll form up.
Titus, form up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Lucius.
I cast armor on myself.
Okay.
Cloaking myself in a skin of magic.
Yes.
Ooh, they both explode.
They both explode.
11 and 11. 5.
11.
So, 11.
So hit with the, goes off with the raise, right?
Right. Yeah. So my armor is 4 AP.
Okay. And Perfectus.
I yell for all the legionnaires to step back. Don't let the mist touch you. It will control your mind and make you attack your friends.
Okay. They will go on that right after you, and they will follow your orders. They begin to back up. Some actually go as far as, you know, they go up on top of the ramparts and back away. And I'm making hand gestures for the podcast.
Like you're conducting an orchestra.
Yes.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Titus. King of clubs. Perfectus. 10 of clubs. Marcus. 2 of hearts. Attilus. 6 of diamonds. Lucius. 4 of hearts. Legionnaires. Queen. It. Queen. Queen of diamonds. Legionnaires. Queen of spades. For the creature. Awesome.
King of clubs.
King of clubs.
I tie a strip around my face.
Oh, that you cover.
Yeah. And I join up with Marcus.
Okay.
I give him a strip of fabric as well.
Okay.
And I say, I've got masks for our friends, but I don't know how we're going to get them on them if they're raging out. Any ideas, Marcus?
You'll have to think on that.
Yeah, no.
Everyone, give me a spirit roll.
Everyone?
Everyone except for Marcus and Titus, because they spent around wafting. Give me a spirit roll plus 4. No, plus 4 is good enough. You don't need to roll.
Everybody plus 4 or just...
No, just... Sorry, Bill.
Just Luscious.
Oh.
Because it's
armor.
Magic armor.
I would need to roll that one again.
Jeff. Mm-hmm. 10.
Double digits. Again.
But I threw in a Benny.
You're a cheater.
You might be cheating.
I rage. I failed. I got a 2 and a 0. Because I have minus 1 because I'm wounded. My guts are... It's terrible.
Oh. Yes.
I am minus 1 on my roll. Just 4. I get automatically at least a 5. So never mind.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, you could roll double 1s.
Legionnaires, go on hold.
You don't have to let him know.
Okay. So, Praefectus is up.
Who's closest to me?
Since I went up and killed the legionnaire next to him, and Joe's character backed away, I would assume that I'm the closest.
Okay, so we got a volunteer.
Unless there's another legionnaire.
Unless there's another legionnaire, but
not
his order. His order
I yell, I told you to get away! Quit disobeying my orders, and I attack.
Okay, attack poor Lucius.
Die, Lucius.
Lucius, what's your parry?
Die, Lucius, die.
Five. Okay.
But his toughness is hot, is plus four. Because you got the armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Fighting's D6. Alright.
Plus two. Do it, Gordon.
Five.
Ooh. Okay. Your parry is six?
Five. Base five, so nine.
Okay.
So you don't get the plus four.
I was thinking test. I was answering for toughness.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I think I hit him.
So okay, you hit, no raise.
Eight.
Nothing.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Tink. Ah, oh, you make me so mad. You brute.
I ain't got nothing for this fight, so I'll move. Make sure the axe is with me, though.
Okay. Lucius.
I want to cast the clearly magical defense on my Perfectus.
What's he doing?
It's a touch spell.
Uh-huh.
He's can't berserk.
Right.
Do I have to touch attack him, or can I just cast it?
If it's a touch, if it's a...
Is he berserk?
If the casting If the casting is touch, then you would have to touch him in combat, which means you would have to hit his parry.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm at minus two on my parry right now.
Yeah.
So he's actually easier to hit, yeah.
What does that make your parry then?
Currently my parry...
Three.
It's a three.
Then I would say, would you say that he needs to do a fighting roll to touch him, or does he need to do his spellcasting roll and use that to touch him?
Fighting roll.
Okay.
I would...
Because he's actually physically trying to
touch him.
To do something, okay. And then...
There you
now,
go.
Is that going to count as two actions?
No.
I'm not going to say that it I'm not going to say that it does count as two actions, but...
See, well, I'm not... I think that's a fine way to do it. However, if you use a bolt roll, if you do a bolt...
Yeah.
Your faith roll is also your shooting.
Yeah.
So I think in this case, his spellcasting
I think that's right.
Would count as his touch attack.
Because, you know, it's like
even
when you
use
a range
low,
touch... Yeah. Range touch, even in, you know, the other systems, I think that's what you need to do.
But if a spell fails, because his spell could also fail and burn the points and miss me.
Right.
So either he hits me and it goes off, or he could...
That's true, because the failure is you lose... In this system, the failure is you lose that point. So, yeah, okay.
Because for example, not right now, but my parry could be 12.
Right.
And his faith roll is a 4.
Sure.
So the spell could go off, but he could miss. But in this case, my parry's really low.
Right. Now, that's a good point. We'll do it that way. Okay. Just make your faith roll. And if it's higher than his parry, then it goes through.
Okay.
Is that an attack of opportunity?
I didn't catch that.
Is that an attack of opportunity?
And there's a Benny. That was a poor Benny toss.
Yes, it was.
You're minus one.
I'm minus one. So
because
you're
wounded.
Hold on. He only needs to hit a three.
Yeah, but he needs a four for the spell to go off.
Spell to go off, so yeah.
See, so it does make a difference.
There we go.
So it's a plus two for him, correct?
Yeah. You have armor of two.
Okay.
Believe you are.
Okay. So... Titus is next to me?
Close enough, yes.
Close enough. At this point, still, it hasn't coalesced into anything. We've got this...
And it doesn't look to be coalescing into anything. It looks like it's doing its job.
Okay. In that case, I am near Titus, is there, and he's cutting this stuff into strips. Did you hand me one? Is that
yes,
what you
did.
Said?
He handed
me one. I tie it on, and... I continue to
waft
and try to fan as much of that away as I can.
Okay. Titus. Jeez, Titus is the queen of queens.
We've known that for
queen
years.
Of hearts. Hey. Six of spades for the prefect.
Joker!
For Marcus.
Yeah,
two
baby.
Two of diamonds for Attilus. Seven of clubs for Lucius. Flushes. Seven spades for the legionaries, and it goes on a five of hearts.
Do you have any magical attacks?
I have smite, which gives extra damage, but I don't. It's worth trying, but I'm quickly running out of points here.
We need to put that on some one of these guys' weapons. Can you put it on somebody else's weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on somebody. My suggestion would be throw it on a weapon.
Tactically speaking, we all need to get up out of the mist, and one of us goes down and does the dirty deed.
Yeah, well, I would give it to one of these guys who's got no mercy.
We both have it.
Yeah.
We both have it.
And you both have fighting of?
I have a fighting of 12.
I, too, have a fighting of 12.
Oh!
Ooh, but I like the overconfident guy.
But I can get up to 5 attacks a round.
Ooh!
How many times can smite
I'm be? Just good looking.
Smite just affect the same weapon? Do you have one weapon
it's
or two
one
weapons?
Shot.
One. Because we all have a shield. We have to have a shield and a weapon.
Smite is one shot.
But you get 5 attacks.
I can get up to
with
5
one
attacks.
Weapon?
Yeah. If it moves up next to me, if it misses, and first strike, and I've got frenzy now that I've got 2 attacks, and so yeah.
Let them come.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Joker.
4 attacks, not 5.
Just hold your action until he casts. You can go.
Okay. Right. Joker holds. Titus.
And then you're at +2 also, mm-hmm. and +2 to the save when you run into attack it.
So, Bill, what's the plan? Are we going to go up? Is there a upper level?
Yeah, there's
stairs
the
up.
The barricade, the palisade.
So sure.
Are we going to maneuver our way towards the?
Get up out of the mist is the immediate plan.
Okay. Yeah. And as I pass my,
do we have to make saves again or
not yet.
On its turn?
On its turn. Yeah.
I'm going to give them.
It's last.
I'm going to give them masks.
Okay.
And I'm going to maneuver towards the stairs or ladder or whatever it is we're
okay
to go up.
Is he able to make it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not playing with minis here. I'm loosely using the same idea that they use for Fate. Near middle. Yeah.
Kind of Numenera-ish.
Yes. Yes. I'm using that idea.
It's kind of why I was asking.
Yeah.
Just so that we could have a clear mental.
Yeah. 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 So he could get to you. It just takes his, it takes him pretty much his whole turn. Let's see. Lucius, 7 of clubs.
All right. Let's burn these points. I will.
Do you have to touch him to put smite on him or?
Yes.
Yeah. We just cover that as a.
Yeah, no, but he's not fighting him. Like you were berserk last round, and
I was thinking range, but you all just talked about that, right?
Right.
I was looking stuff. Please continue.
Okay.
So I'll be able to go over to him and cast.
Yes.
And then I'm stuck on the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're next to him, but he's wafting. He just had a bad bit of time, you know, in the outhouse,
bad.
And he's wafting like crazy.
Bad beans.
So I will cast smite on his sword.
All right.
Oh!
Jeez. Wow.
Double ones, critical failure.
Sneak guys!
I'm stunned.
We're all stunned.
No, I'm
no, I know. Oh, I'm like,
wow. Was that for the spell?
Yes, that was for the spell.
Are you out of points now?
No, no.
Oh, thank goodness.
I lose the points on this cast, right?
Yeah. Okay. That stinks.
Wow.
I wish we had cards. We need cards, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, he's nowhere to be seen.
No, he's still asleep.
He's still asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was actually sleeping up on the watchtower.
Yeah.
Prefectus.
Do I need to make a save if I want to do anything, or do I lose my attack, or what? Since it's
no.
It's on
no.
My,
it, go ahead.
So I make okay spirit roll on my action.
Yeah.
To crazify. 7 plus.
Okay.
or minus, I guess, whatever. I will,
Wait.
No, he was fine.
You were fine.
Yeah, you were
fine. No. I went crazy because I attacked you and then you cast on me.
And then it went and we all saved.
Yeah, and you all saved. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine.
Okay.
You'll have to make another roll here in a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
You should get out of the mist.
Yeah. All right, I will back out of the mist and I'll waft it away.
Okay.
Waff a fin.
Joker, you can go anytime.
You can hold that till the next round.
You can hold.
Yeah, but I don't get the bonus, do I?
Yes, you will.
Well,
you won't get the plus two, but you'll still be able to go at any time.
Oh, use it, make a shot, see what happens.
What I do is I've got extra cards, and I'll put an extra one out here so the regular Joker goes back in the deck.
All right, I'll continue to hold it.
Okay.
See, I don't do
Legionnaires aren't going
to
go.
I don't do that because I want the players to go, you're screwing us out of an opportunity to get them. Joker.
Everyone make a save.
Ah.
No plus for the masks? Come on.
11.
No plus for the
spirit
masks.
Roll.
Damn it, Roy.
It was a good idea, and I gave you a Benny for it. But
because I'm...
But wafting, you're still okay, and you're next to him, so you...
No, he's up. He went up.
You're fine.
He's
you
up left. Top.
I went up.
Yeah. Yeah, make your roll. What'd you get?
He has to make a roll up top? Out of the mist?
The mist is still up there, too. Mist is all around.
What the hell's the point of this?
I got like a 12.
Okay, you're fine.
Spirit?
Yes. Really? A 2?
Well, I don't feel like re-rolling.
7.
7's fine.
6.
6 is fine. Okay. Attilus, you're berserk.
Who's the nearest guy? Actually,
your ox.
Oh, that's cool.
Who is the nearest guy?
Your ox is the nearest creature.
Because you kept backing him away, right?
Well, I was setting him up for a charge, but that's okay.
You're setting him up for you to kill him.
Did you ever see Apocalypse Now?
Get the drop on that ox. But that's the good thing. You get the drop on the ox.
No, does the ox get any bonuses when you become, like, a beast friend or whatever? Or is...
We share bennies.
You can give it Benny.
to soak your attack.
I won't hit it.
Well, wait. Can you give it a... Oh, can you give it a Benny? Well, that's probably not something that you do consciously because you're raging.
No, it's an unconscious thing. It's
You just do that as a player. Because, like,
player can do it.
You have to give it to him. Your ox is your beast friend? That's weird. You're weird.
Thank you, Bugs.
5. Which would be hitting? Because its parry should be a 4.
With a drop.
Hit. No raise.
3.
No raise?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit.
He looks over at you going, what the hell?
Yeah, he would need to explode those to do anything.
I'm not going to hurt anything, buddy.
Really?
Just you.
He's the medicus.
Okay.
He's over there slapping his... slapping the...
To be clear, now, you're not getting dealt in, Marcus.
That's fine.
Because you're on hold still.
I'm fine.
Okay. Titus. 10 of spades.
Joker me.
Queen of diamonds for the perfecta.
Joker for Attilus.
Good job.
9 of clubs for Lucius. Legionaries are going to 6 of diamonds. And Joker for the creature.
Oh, crap.
Let's see. Give me an agility roll. Jason, give me an agility roll for Attilus.
First.
Oh, you want it to go first?
I want it to go first.
Okay, Marcus, do you want to interrupt?
No.
Everyone make a save. Except for Bill, because he's got the armor up, and except for Titus and Marcus, because they're wafting.
7.
7, you're fine.
Well, 6.
Attilus is fine. He's over there just throwing dice and laughing, so I assume 12 or better?
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny, the only time you don't get T
teens is when you're attacking your own creature. That's curious.
Don't worry. Very curious.
This is where I get with the rhythm prefix. Right here, right now. Nobody will ever notice the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the prefix? I don't know.
Technically, like, it's almost like three jokers out there. Attilus, if you want to spin the round, you can back you and your ox completely out of the gas, of the miasma,
I'll move out, but I'll leave the oxen.
You'll leave the oxen?
I'll move out of the range. Keep him in there.
Okay. Yeah, because he's been unaffected so far. Okay. You still got your +2, remember that. Oh, let's see, Perfectus, unless Marcus wants to go. Perfectus?
I'll hold my action.
I'll wait on Lucius.
Titus?
I'll join the group again. It's no better up there.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Lucius.
I will try and give him the armor. I mean the
smite.
The damage.
There we go.
It's a 4.
It's a 1 on my faith die, so I'm either stunned or I reroll.
Oh, jeez. And it doesn't go off? And it doesn't go off at all?
Does it disregard your wild die?
I do not know.
No.
I don't think it, yeah.
No, I think he's right. If he rolls a one on his
backfire
faith
rule is if I roll a 1 on my faith die,
I am stunned.
Okay.
So I can reroll that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The only ones you can't reroll are the double ones.
Right.
There we go.
There it is. He has smite.
5. That's a 4.
Okay.
So now what does that do for me?
That gives you +2 damage.
Okay.
But it's magical. The magical damage. Okay. Yes. That's it.
All right. I'll go now.
Okay.
Ah!
Sun chop.
I'll step in.
I attack the darkness.
Mm-hmm. 2 attacks.
Okay.
Is smite for all the attacks or just one?
It's for the weapon.
Just for the weapon.
2 attacks.
With one weapon. Frenzy, though, right?
Frenzy. So I get -2.
On my
attack.
So it's a net.
Yeah.
But the magic is what counts, hopefully.
Well,
hopefully it doesn't have to be damage only, right?
Damage only, yeah. It's not on the attacks.
So it's not on the attacks.
Okay. Okay.
What are you looking up, Roy?
I just need to know it's parry.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Roll high.
Rolling.
It's like attacking. It's like attacking a barn.
Yeah.
Question.
Double ones.
No.
Double threes.
9 and a 5. It would be 7 and a 3.
But right now you're at a hit, no raise.
On both?
Yes.
I hit with a 3.
Oh, no. You didn't hit with a 3. I'm sorry.
Why? You hit it. Why don't you just...
No, he wants to hit it twice. Yeah, we want to kill it.
That's what I want to do.
We want to kill it. This is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So that was 2 hits you were...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah, so the 3
roll for your wild die.
Right, so he's rerolling everything.
What'd you roll for your
same
wild?
Same as I did. Yeah. For, yeah, it was 5 and a 5. No, it's an 8. So, that's
so you got a 6 on the wild die?
6 and a 7.
Both are hits, no raises.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll take that.
Sure.
All right. Get your bennies ready if you can give them away.
You got 2 bennies sitting there.
Oh, I know. That's why I've got... Let's see.
If I could make an addendum to my turn.
Yeah.
All I did was cast. I'd like to start waffing now.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure. No problem.
Oh, a 7 and a 6. And that explodes to another 6.
Ooh. 26 on the first hit.
Okay.
And on the second hit, 10.
Reroll it.
Well, he got the 26. Hang on, does that... He got 26 damage. I mean, yeah.
With your sword glowing and you leap right into the middle of the swarm of gaseous green ooze, the stuff, and you slash through it with your sword. Everyone make a spear roll.
Did he make his initial save this round? Did we all do that?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Spirit roll.
Ooh.
Five. Eight. Hang on.
Ooh, is this coup?
17.
No, it's not coup.
Four.
17?
17.
10. No. Yes. No. 16.
Any modifiers? Any modifiers?
Wound modifiers, if you have them.
The magic armor? Well, it's...
magic armor doesn't do anything. So.
16. But this isn't for coup? Who gets
this
coup?
This is not for coup.
Coup? This is for spoils.
This is not for spoils.
That rolled off of a 6. I saw it.
Action. What did I say? Mine was like a 10. I thought it was like a 16. Screwed up. What do you got? Whoa! And there's a 6.
There we go.
8.
7.
Yeah, I'm like a 9.
So, anybody get 4, less than 4?
Nope.
I got a 17. I got a 5.
Okay, everyone succeeds. When you cut through the heart of this thing, a screech comes out from it, as if hundreds of souls are crying out in pain and anguish, and a few of the legionaries fall, just unconscious.
We look to the fallen?
Yeah, they start to come around.
They just pass
out. They're essentially stunned.
Okay.
In game terms, they were stunned until someone came and attended to them.
Okay.
Now, there's the two that we slaughtered that our medicus could possibly save.
Yeah, they were incapacitated. If you would like to save them, you can.
It's fine.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, I don't know if they're...
You cut one ear to ear.
He attempted
that
to cut
my
one
intent,
ear to ear.
But I was, right,
that
I
was the color of it. I mean...
I was berserk and all I did was attack him.
No, I will not touch them.
You're not even going to try to...
Nope, they disobeyed. I'm loyal. He was barking orders and they didn't do it.
They did do it. He attacked them.
Yeah, but he attacked them because they disobeyed.
Well, loyal, I don't know if loyal. Loyal's like never leave a man behind, essentially.
Which do you tell him to fix him?
Yes, I feel terrible about it. I don't know what came over.
Absolutely.
Please, please help them if you can.
First guy will be
because
another
8.
11.
Okay.
25.
They're mooks.
And the second will be a 6.
33.
You succeed. They'll be fine within a day.
I have them carried up to their quarters.
Wait, the thing in the cell. We should go
it's
back to
gone.
That.
It got desiccated. It shriveled up. And
yeah, it was
all the bodies outside. All the bodies out in the field.
Most of them are gone. The heads are still there. The ones that are still there have less of the blue marking on them. Everyone, give me a notice roll.
So next time we kill him, we wash him.
4.
6.
5.
4.
10.
Bill. Lucius notices that the ones that did not disappear, they also seem younger. They don't seem that they look like they were the younger of the fallen warriors.
Okay.
Maybe early to late teens.
I don't quite understand it, but I share the point.
Okay.
Good enough. It's been a foul, foul evening. Let's,
I'm tired.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've earned a rest. The next morning, we'll post guards again, wake us if something comes up.
Okay.
We'll still go out and look for the tower.
You go to sleep.
Yep.
Set guards. The rest of the night passes mostly uneventful. Every now and then you hear the guards will report hearing eerie screams from the far side of the battlefield.
Is that the side closest to the tower?
In the same, a similar direction. Yeah.
Okay. So in the morning, we pack up, and I tell the Decanus.
Uh-huh.
That we will... He's in charge. We're going to scout. We'll be back. Do not come after us. No matter what happens. Stay here. Guard the wall.
How long should we maintain the fortress? The fort. How long should we maintain the fort?
Until you receive word from the general.
Aye, Commander.
Does the fight or anything staying up that night?
Do we have to make,
do we have to make any rolls or anything for?
I'm going to say that you got enough, you got enough sleep to stave off having to make the bigger rolls, even with the fight. You got a few hours. It's not quite dawn. It's a little bit after dawn.
Okay.
Okay.
We get up and I tell Titus, would you please put some armor on?
Look, the fight's over, dude. You can put some clothes on now.
He's ripped.
No,
all
they
the,
can come back.
He's ripped all these things up, and now he's wearing thongs.
Yeah.
I am Titus. I have created the thong.
Dude, this is not 300, man. Go get dressed. Those were Greeks. Those were Greeks. We're Romans. Put on a toga. Sorry. No.
No offense to Attilus. You're making the Oxman cry.
That's right.
No offense to the Minotaur over there. The Minotaur. All right,
You begin to head out.
I ask the tracker to track.
Okay. Give me a tracking roll.
Can we assist? I will do investigation to aid his roll if that will help.
No. It won't.
Okay.
Not the same set of skills.
Any modifiers since we know basically where we're going?
I know the modifiers. Okay. I know what you're going to get based on success or raise.
I was just asking.
No, that's fine.
Why are we going the opposite direction? In the tower
that
way?
Like the third time you've gotten critical failure?
We're in the water! What are we doing?
It's the second
Jason,
time tonight. That's like the fourth time.
Jason's siphoning off your luck.
You know, I can
Sounds
do
good.
That, and I don't have the skill, and I'll probably get it better.
That's like the fourth time in the game for you, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've had at least third. One tonight.
Let's just play for, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
House money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odds are. The odds
explode.
Are.
Explode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, it's not too hard to find out that there's tracks going in that direction. And I'll tell you what.
You're going to make him feel bad.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry, Perfectus. Last night has put me out of sorts. I'm not really sure where the trail goes, other than that we know that it came from that direction. Forgive me.
I can't. Crucify him.
It was a critical failure.
Crucify him. You follow the tracks back. You make it over. This is kind of low rolling hills. You come across a point where.
Hey, my country, low rolling.
You come across this one hill, and at the crest of the hill, you see that there's a good sized down, not too far away.
A good sized what?
Down.
Does anybody know what the hell he's talking about?
A good ways down.
No. There is a good size.
See, you didn't
down.
Know.
The type of hill, man.
A down is a type of hill?
Have you not read Watership Down? It's an actual term. It's a hill.
I read Watership Down, and I can tell you all about rabbits.
I read
not
it, too.
Not hills.
Can I have a rabbit,
Watership
George?
Down
yeah.
is,
I thought that
is
was
an actual place. It's a,
yes.
it's a type of hill.
Down,
like
down is
duck
a kind
buzz.
Of mound.
Bigwig and Hazel are there, and I'm
Fiverr,
very happy.
Yeah, I know. Fiverr, right? Yeah. Actually, they're all probably dead by now, but that's okay.
Stop that. I love that book.
I know. It's a great book. Did you read the sequel?
No.
What book?
It's really good. I'll give it to you afterwards. Watership Down.
There's a sequel to Watership Down?
Yeah. It's a collection of short stories.
It's called Airship Up?
It's called Watership Down 2.
Electric
we kill
boogaloo.
Them all.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
General Woundwort retains. No, it's a good sized hill. It's a down, and it actually looks a whole lot like Watership Down. And there is a tower that you see across the way.
That's what you get for a literary illusion. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
At any rate, you see the tower.
On the other side of the good sized
down.
Yeah.
Okay, does the...
Okay.
Okay, does the... Does this long mound...
Uh-huh. It's,
it does it
towers at the front end of it.
Okay, so...
Our end of it.
Yeah.
And so there's...
Closest to you.
So there's a mound that goes out the back of it? A long mound and goes off into the distance? How far
Not
does it...
Not too far, like... Maybe 100 yards, 200 yards behind it. Stretch the hill stretches out behind it by about 200 yards.
What does the tower look like?
It is a squat stone tower with a simple crenellated parapet on top.
I know what he's talking about.
Okay. I got that one.
I got that one.
All right, okay.
I got that one. Okay,
I'm
so
I just
want to put it out there for our listeners.
Yeah.
I want to take a poll. Who knew what Roy was talking about?
What, about the down?
Yeah, you see a down.
Honorable, I hope you know what I'm talking about.
A good size down.
A good size down.
And Todd said, I know what he's talking about, and you didn't.
No!
Ronnie, help me out here. Honorable, come on, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello?
Guys, just sit there and go.
Bueller?
Mike?
No. Just say no.
Yeah, just no.
Knights of the Night? Come on, help me out here.
Okay, is that where we're ending?
Yeah, we'll stop there.
Oh, okay.
And we'll finish next week. Hopefully Doug will be back. We'll finish up. We'll finish up next week.
Okay. Narrative control. Do we want to mention
yes,
that?
Yes, we do want to mention narrative control. They have a podcast out where they discuss
Torchbearer.
It's a pretty good episode. It's about an hour and a half, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all the way through it.
Do you know what episode it is? What number?
I want to say 72, but I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, and
link to it in the show notes.
Just a shorthand. They kind of come to you. They saw the same things I think in the game that we saw, but I think they came to a different conclusion. So
yeah,
just to be fair, I think you know
what was their conclusion.
They liked the game a lot more than what we did.
Oh, did they?
Okay, but okay. The same problems that we had, especially Joe and I had. They put those in the plus column as opposed to the minus column.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call it. Well, let's not call them problems because that colors it. The same system mechanics that we found less desirable, they appreciated.
Well, I wouldn't even say we. I mean, you seem to be right in their wheelhouse with it. You seem to agree a lot more. Joe and I were the ones that were on the downside of it.
No, I mean, I'm of the position that
as we rehash Torchbearer one more time.
No, my position was that if you like that kind of game, if you like a Call of Cthulhu game where you're constantly fighting and beaten down and stuff, and you're constantly working you're struggling, that's the game for you.
Yeah.
I like
Well, the interesting thing is I guess it's about halfway through the episode. They talk about one of the games that a couple of the guys were in, and they mention a third person, a player who's not in the podcast, but they're discussing that person. And that player had some problems where they weren't feeling like the hero. They weren't enjoying it because they weren't doing stuff. And then finally, a game happens where I think it was like the second to last game session that they had. He got to do a ton of stuff, and he enjoyed it a lot more. To me, that's still a negative. These guys made it sound like a much more positive thing, and I, listening to them discuss it, I felt a lot better about Torchbearer than I had before.
Yeah, I mean, because it made us feel like, well, we didn't blow it too badly, and
yeah.
It's just the way the game's built.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know it is demoralizing, and that's the word they used.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, I thought that was a good word. It can be very demoralizing as a player when your character feels completely ineffectual.
But there, it's what, three guys?
It's like I get the feeling Joe kind of felt that way tonight. No, and I'm being totally serious.
Yeah, I know.
Tonight?
Yeah, because you couldn't get couldn't.
When you ran up the stairs, I thought I was under the impression, wrongly so, that the upper levels were.
Right.
Relatively clear. So I was thinking we'd retreat to the upper and let one guy handle it down on the ground. I was wrong. You followed my suggestion and got stuck doing nothing.
And the masks were a big hit.
Yeah.
See?
Got a Benny. Yeah. That's still sitting here in my hand because I didn't fail any rolls.
I'm sorry. Next time I hope you fail more rolls so that you can use your Benny.
I've been doing quite well this.
That's negative encouragement, isn't it?
That would be great.
Titus has been doing quite well.
Listen to the Narrative Control podcast. It's a really good episode. I think you'll enjoy it if you want to hear some more information about Torchbearer. I did include it on the Facebook page.
Cool.
Already, so.
Okay.
Anybody want to add anything? Hopefully, Doug will be able to be here next week and we'll have a full crew for the final episode. And Joe decided, screw it all, I'm leaving now.
Sucks.
All right, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
So, did you enjoy the Watership Down rat hole? It really is a good book, and we do highly recommend it. But if I'm the only one who understood the reference, you know, hey, that's fine. Could use a little help from the guys, though. Voicemail us, 502-4141-ROO. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RUSACGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is at RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And hey, do whatever goes on over at Google Plus. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Music was composed and performed by Harry Mack and used by permission from Pinnacle Entertainment. Savage Worlds, Weird Wars, all unique characters, creatures, and locations, artwork, logos, and the Pinnacle logo are copyright 2013 Great White Games, LLC, DBA, Pinnacle Entertainment Group.